Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. High voltage campaigning for Lok Sabha polls on, with political leaders making all-out efforts to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi guarantees to make India powerful and developed. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promises Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for unemployed youth if voted to power. Notification for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow. Election Commission asks Aam Aadmi Party to modify its Lok Sabha poll campaign song as per advertising codes. Indian Coast Guard arrests 14 Pakistanis with 86 kilogram drugs worth 600 crore rupees at Porbandar Coast in Gujarat. And in sports, India beats Bangladesh by 44 runs in women's T20 cricket match at Sylhet. High voltage campaigning is on for Lok Sabha elections, with senior leaders of political parties making all-out efforts to garner support in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed public meetings at Sirsi, Damangere, Bellary and Belagavi in Karnataka. He assured of his guarantee to make India powerful and ensure security and development. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years, his government has helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. He said a separate ministry for fisheries and Kisan credit card to fishermen, Matsya Sampada Yojana, smart cities, new railway lines and an increase in the national highways from 24 to 47 have benefited the people of the state.
केंद्र सरकार ने 10 वर्षों में इस क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए थाउजेंड्स ऑफ करोड़ रुपीज की योजनाओं को लागू किया है. बेलगावी हुंगुंद रायचूर एक्सप्रेस वे हो, मुनिराबाद गिनीगेरा रायचूर और गदवाल रायचूर रेलवे लाइन हो या गदाग बड़ी रेलवे लाइन हो, आज आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से इस क्षेत्र की तस्वीर बदल रही है.
Prime Minister Modi accused the Congress government in the state of diverting 11,000 crore rupees SC/ST funds for other purposes and cutting down 4,000 rupees given to the farmers by the previous BJP government under PM Krishi Samman Nidhi Yojana. Mr. Modi called upon the voters to come out and vote in large numbers on May 7th. Addressing an election rally in Anand district of Gujarat, senior party leader Rajnath Singh said the global image of the country has significantly changed in the last decade under the NDA regime. He asserted that no external force can hinder India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047.
इंटरनेशनल सारी फाइनेंशियल फर्म्स इस बात का दावा कर रही हैं कि भारत यदि इसी तरीके से आगे बढ़ता रहा तो 2027 आते आते वर्ल्ड की टॉप 3 कंट्रीज में से खड़े होने से दुनिया की कोई ताकत रोक नहीं सकती है. मैं मानता हूं इसके कई कारण हैं, पर सबसे बड़ा कारण है एक हमारे पास स्ट्रांग और क्रेडिबल लीडरशिप जो मोदी जी के रूप में हमारे पास है. मैं कह सकता हूं उनके पास विजन भी है, मिशन भी है और पैशन भी है.
Speaking at election rallies in Mainpuri, Kasganj and Itawa in Uttar Pradesh, Union Minister Amit Shah reiterated that his party will not allow anyone to change the reservation of SCs, STs and OBCs.
Narendra Modi ji ne pure desh ke dalit, pichhde aur adivasi bhai behno ko guarantee di hai, jab tak Bhartiya Janata Party hai, arakshan ko koi haath nahi laga sakta. SC, ST और पिछड़ा वर्ग के आरक्षण को कुछ नहीं होने देगी, ये मोदी का गारंटी.
Stepping up his party's campaign in Odisha, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Salepur under Kendrapada Lok Sabha constituency and promised Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for the unemployed youths if his party is voted to power at the center.
हम एक योजना ला रहे हैं, पहली नौकरी पक्की, सारे के सारे बेरोजगार युवाओं को जिनके पास यूनिवर्सिटी कॉलेज डिग्री है, डिप्लोमा है, आपको हम एक साल की पहली नौकरी की गारंटी मतलब अधिकार देने जा रहे हैं। कहां? पब्लिक सेक्टर में, प्राइवेट सेक्टर में, सरकारी अस्पतालों में, सरकारी ऑफिसेज में एक साल नौकरी का आपको अधिकार दिया जा रहा है।
Speaking at a press conference in Ahmedabad, party leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi accused the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party of undermining democracy and misusing money, machinery and manpower. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned for party candidates in Sambhal and Bareilly districts of Uttar Pradesh. He came down heavily on the BJP and said that people of the state have given a befitting reply to the party in the first two phases of elections.
जो रुझान आ रहे हैं बीजेपी की तरफ से वो हार के रुझान हैं। इस बार इस चुनाव में मन की बात लोग नहीं सुनना चाहते हैं, संविधान की बात सुनना चाहते हैं। इन बीजेपी के लोगों ने संविधान से छेड़खानी करने का मन बना लिया है और ये संविधान बदलेंगे बाबा साहब भीमराव अम्बेडकर जी का, और एक वोट डालने का जो अधिकार है वो भी छिन जाएगा। इसलिए देश की जनता बीजेपी को हराने जा रही है।
BSP coordinator for election Akash Anand also addressed a political rally in Sitapur district and said that in the Yogi government, people particularly from scheduled castes are not safe. The election commission has asked the Aam Aadmi Party to modify the content of its election campaign song as per the advertising codes and ECI guidelines and resubmit after modification for certification. The poll body has objected to a certain phrase and the visual of a mob holding a photo of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal behind bars. Meanwhile, AAP has claimed that this is the first time that the Election Commission has put a ban on the campaign song of a political party. Briefing the media, senior AAP leader Atishi said, "The campaign song does not violate the Model Code of Conduct as it is based on facts." Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva today claimed that the resignation of Arvinder Singh Lovely as Delhi Congress chief comes in opposition to giving tickets to individuals who were involved in anti-national activities. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Sachdeva alleged that any individual who wants to witness the progress of the nation will never ally with corrupt individuals. Early today, Delhi Congress President Arvinder Singh Lovely resigned from his post. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Lovely said that the Delhi Congress unit was against an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed solely by levelling false and malafide corruption charges against the Congress Party. The Satara Lok Sabha constituency in western Maharashtra is a general seat and 16 candidates are in the fray. Major issues for the seat are unemployment and migration.
The Lok Sabha elections in Satara is mainly going to be a contest between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Sharad Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. The BJP has fielded Udayan Raja Bhosle, descendant of Maratha King Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, while the NCP SP has given ticket to Shashikant Shinde. Udayan Raja Bhosle won from Satara seat in 2009, 2014, 2019 as an NCP candidate. However, he resigned after the 2019 elections and joined the BJP. He lost against NCP's Srinivas Patil in the by-election. Anand Ramesh Thorwade of Bahujan Samaj Party and Kadam Prashant Raghunath of Vanchit Bahujan Akhadi are also in the fray. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election 2024 as void. The polling stations are 5 in the Ukhrul district and 1 in the Senapati district. The notification for the 6th phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in the 6th phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Polling will be held on 25th May. The counting of votes for all polls will be done on 4th June. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Indian Coast Guard has seized 86 kilograms of drugs worth 600 crore rupees from a Pakistani boat and arrested 14 persons on board the vessel off the Porbandar coast in Gujarat today. According to the official release, the overnight operation in the Arabian Sea was carried out by ICG in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, and the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB. The Pakistani boat, along with its crew, was apprehended and brought to Porbandar for further investigations. This is the 11th such successful law enforcement operation in the last 3 years by ICG and other agencies. In Jammu and Kashmir, a village defense guard VDG died in a gunfight with terrorists in Udhampur district of Jammu division today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that an encounter broke out between terrorists and a joint team of police and village defense guard members at Basantgarh area in Udhampur district this morning. The deceased VDG was identified as Mohammad Sharif, a resident of Khaned. After the incident, reinforcement from Udhampur was rushed and the special operation group of the police along with army and CRPF parties has staged a cordon in the area. The operation is ongoing. A massive search operation is underway to flush out the terrorists who are believed to have recently infiltrated from Pakistan. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has concluded a comprehensive visit to France. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the visit has reaffirmed the continued long-standing strategic partnership between India and France and further reinforcing the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations. The interactions of the CDS with Director of Civil and Military Cabinet of the Minister of the French Armed Forces, Patrick Payou, and Chief of Military Cabinet of the Minister of the Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Vincent Giraud, have enabled exchange of views on areas of common interest and mutual security concerns. The Defence Ministry said interactions with top leadership of the French defence industry, including Dassault, Safran and naval groups, and Thales Alenia Space towards futuristic capacity building of the Indian Armed Forces will provide an impetus to indigenization. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are likely to prevail in many places over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 4 days. Heatwave conditions are also likely over Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 2 days and no significant change will be seen thereafter. In women's cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 44 runs in the first match of the 5-match T20 series at the Sylhet International Cricket Stadium, Bangladesh, this evening. Chasing a target of 146, the hosts could score only 101 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Pace bowler Renuka Singh Thakur led the visitors with 3 wickets, while Pooja Vastrakar claimed 2. The second match of the 5-match series will be played on Tuesday. In badminton, the Indian women's team has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Uber Cup badminton tournament with a 4-1 victory over Singapore in Chengdu, China today. The Indian women's team now ranks second in Group A, trailing only China. The two teams will clash in their final group match on Tuesday to decide the table toppers. Earlier, India had defeated Canada 4-1 in the opening tie yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. High voltage campaigning for Lok Sabha polls on, with political leaders making all-out efforts to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi guarantees to make India powerful and developed. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promises Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for unemployed youth if voted to power. Notification for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow. Election Commission asked Aam Aadmi Party to modify its Lok Sabha poll campaign song as per advertising codes. Indian Coast Guard arrests 14 Pakistanis with 86 kilogram drugs worth 600 crore rupees at Porbandar Coast in Gujarat. And in sports, India beat Bangladesh by 44 runs in women's T20 cricket match at Sylhet. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.